You are now listening to La Gosa. La Gosa is a radio soap opera created by Tari Taylor. All characters in this drama are fictional.
Welcome to La Gosa. This is the story of Michael Babatunde, the first mayor of Echo Atlantic City. Everything you hear on the series must be kept confidential. The Babatundes are a very private family, so you must see your access into their personal lives as a privilege.
It was the first time I heard the word honor in relation to myself. I can't remember what the conversation or argument was about. Those 8 words were to be rooted in my heart forever. I would never do anything to dishonor you. 30 years later, I've altered the memory of that moment by helping him finish this declaration of his undying regard for me. Except in those events when my pride and libido overrun my wise judgment. My husband is an unrepentant sexual predator. And this has been my experience for 25 years of phony matrimony. But like any woman worth her salt in Echo Atlantic, I've taken the bitter leaves life handed me and cooked a sizzling pot of Eforiro with it. Prior to meeting and marrying my husband, my life's ambition was to consistently outdo myself in rebellion against my father. I was that teenager who would relish the look of horror on my parents' faces when I returned home from school with my hair dyed a shocking shade of blue. Anyway, all that happened before I met my precious MB. He unrelentingly pursued me and addressed me as sweet angel, mother of his son. I thought he was mad. Otherwise, why else would he insist on honoring my body, even after I had finally agreed to be his girlfriend? That was the man that I married. The enigma called Michael Babatunde, man of the people, known for his big heart and his winning smile. A man for all seasons. My hero. My husband. My nemesis. My tormentor. I love him. I hate him. I know him, yet know nothing of him. I mentioned that MB was an unrepentant sexual predator. Well, I guess you're wondering whether I had ever walked in on him with his pants down. Well, I have. And yes, he picked a fight with me about not knocking on the door of the study before walking in on him with his account officer. Her hair was what I noticed first. Hanging on the coat rack behind MB's desk, long, wavy, Peruvian, I think. The owner of the hair was facing me, her cornrows neat and eyes closed. Pretty features wrinkled in ecstasy as she rode away astride my husband on his leather chair. He was backing me, I guess. I guess a swivel chair has its benefit, doesn't it? She saw me first. But by then it was already too late. The printer had yanked off the desk was already crashing into his head. I'd never seen him be so angry. He walked me out of his study. I've always wondered if he picked up from where I'd interrupted him. I'm sure you're wondering why I'm still with him. Well, I may be many, many things, but a hypocrite I'm not. We need each other, MB and I. He is my place in life. He is where I belong. The only problem is that I was transformed by his love and declared honor, while he took life by the love handles and screwed his way through it.
You have been listening to La Gosa, written and produced by Tari Taylor. Directed by Oyahire Russell. Voice performers, Michelle Dede as Jamila, Theme music composed by DMM.
Lagosa.